Chapter 74. The Cloaked One. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. O you enveloped in garments, arise and warn, and magnify your Lord, and purify your garments, and keep away from the idols, and do not give a thing in order to gain more for yourself, and be patient for the sake of your Lord. Then, when the trumpet is sounded, truly that day will be a hard day, far from easy for the disbelievers. Leave me alone to deal with him who I created alone, and then granted him resources in abundance, and children to be by his side, and made his life smooth and comfortable for him. After all that, he desires that I should give more. No. Surely he has been stubborn and opposed our proofs, signs, and revelations. I shall oblige him to face a severe torment. Surely he reflected and plotted, so let him be cursed, how he plotted. And once more let him be cursed, how he plotted. Then he thought, then he frowned, and he looked in a bad-tempered way. Then he turned back and was proud. Then he said, "This is nothing but magic from of old. This is nothing but the word of a human being. I will cast him into the hellfire." And what will make you realize exactly what the hellfire is? It does not spare any sinner, nor does it leave anything unburnt. Burning the skins. Over it are 19. And we have set none but angels as guardians of the fire. And we have fixed their number only as a trial for the disbelievers, in order that the people of the Scripture may arrive at a certainty and the believers may increase in faith, and that no doubts may be left for the people of the Scripture and the believers, and that those in whose hearts is a disease of hypocrisy and the disbelievers may say, "What does Allah intend by this curious example?" Thus, Allah leads astray whom He wills and guides whom He wills. And none can know the hosts of your Lord but He. And this is nothing other than a reminder to mankind. No, and by the moon, and by the night when it withdraws, and by the dawn when it brightens, surely it is one of the greatest calamities, a warning to mankind, to any of you that chooses to press forward or to remain behind. Every person is a pledge for what he has earned, except those on the right. In gardens they will ask one another about the disbelievers, and they will say to them, "What has caused you to enter hell?" They will say, "We were not of those who used to offer their prayers, nor did we feed the poor, and we used to talk falsehoods with vain talkers, and we used to deny the day of recompense, until there came to us the death that was certain. So no intercession of intercessors will avail them." Then what is wrong with them that they turn away from receiving admonition, as if they were frightened, wild donkeys fleeing from a hunter, or a lion, or a beast of prey? No, every one of them desires that he should be given pages of revelation spread out. No, but they do not fear the hereafter. No, surely this is an admonition. So whoever wishes to, let him read it and receive admonition from it. And they will not receive admonition unless Allah wills. He is the one worthy to be feared, and the Lord of forgiveness.